Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What do you think the most overrated movie of all time is? So we were talking to our boss man yesterday, and apparently he sat through a movie called Dangerous Lies on Netflix because it was trending as number 4 in the country.
All right, just because it was trending doesn't mean it's a good movie.
It means a lot of people were watching it, and he said since, you know, so many people were watching it, he just kept sticking with it, thinking like, oh, this is going to get better if so many other people are watching.
I've definitely had plenty of movies like that.
Yeah. What do you think is the most overrated, though?
Oh, man, I generally speaking, Star Wars, in general, I can't stand it.
I've never seen a single Star Wars movie, so I feel like I'm not...
terrible.
Really?
All of them.
I don't feel like I have enough to go on to say if they're good or bad, because I haven't seen them.
I feel like people want to fight me now, because I said that.
I mean, I'm not going to fight you on this.
Thank you.
I don't really do the science fiction so much. It doesn't really get me, so I can see that, I guess.
Well, and it kind of, like, grinds my gears that it's, like, so... people are so devout to it, you know, that they like, freak out over it.
Yeah, no, my sister and my brother-in-law, they go to, like, conventions every year.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I personally, I'm like, you're doing a lot of standing in line. And then, like, sitting on concrete, like, playing, like, card games, waiting for, like, doors to open to go into panels. And I'm like, woo,
I just don't get it.
Going to be on the internet when this is done, right?
Yeah, exactly.
My big one is I've never understood The Notebook.
Ooh.
And everyone loves it. I'm not a big Ryan Gosling fan just in general.
Oh, I am, and that's the only reason I get down on The Notebook.
Really?
Yeah.
I just feel like they're arguing the entire time. It's like there's not any real conversation, but then somehow they're in love. And then I always feel really bad that she leaves the guy she's engaged to. He didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was just a nice guy trying to marry her. She didn't even have a real conversation with him. She just went and cheated on him behind his back because this guy Noah was building a house. Like,
and The Notebook is definitely one of those, I don't want to call it a cult classic, but I feel like it's a rite of passage movie.
People are very passionate about it, and they seem to always watch it on Valentine's Day, which good for them, but not for me. We posted it up on social media. Crystal said all the Fast and the Furious movies.
Okay, I can see that. I mean, I feel like after Tokyo Drift, they all kind of went downhill.
I also have not seen any Fast and the Furious movies.
Mm.
Jasmine said 50 Shades, to which I can say, yeah, girl, no, those ones.
Yeah.
They were a mess.
A lot of people said that, you know, they just didn't live up to the book.
It was very hard to be in a regular movie theater and live up to the book's expectations. Give us a call. Most overrated movie, 503-733-5105. The Buzz, what do you think is the most overrated movie?
Star Wars.
Thank you.
Oh, that's what Mike says.
Yes, it is.
They're
Have you ever
terrible.
Seen any of them, or do you just hate them based on premise?
Oh, no. I saw them, put me to sleep, everything.
See, my dad, when I was a kid, made me watch Star Wars. I didn't like any of them. My brother was into it. He had the toys and stuff. I just didn't vibe with it.
Yeah, I couldn't get into it. I was just like, what is this? It was so boring. I literally fell asleep on the couch watching every single one.
Thank you so much for calling, and have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
The Buzz, what do you think the most overrated movie is?
I would have to say the Harry Potter series. So that's way better.
Okay, hold on. Too far. You just have something against us.
I don't get me wrong. I do. I love the book.
But you just didn't like the movies?
No, not very much. I never finished the series because I didn't like them.
Okay, so the first two are a little bit more on the boring side. I'll give you that. But once you make it to Goblet of Fire, they started making those movies well.
They were made well, but they weren't for me. I think that they're overrated.
Wow.
Everybody got on the bandwagon for everybody, Harry Potter, and most of them never read the books or don't even know anything about the author.
I read the books. I had all the board games. I bought all of the memorabilia, the Lego castle set.
All right.
And I have lost many. I mean, many a weekend to a Harry Potter movie marathon.
Who hasn't?
And I've seen them all. multiple times, but if it's ever on, gotta stop and watch it without fail. I still like
fair
you
enough
though. Well, have a great day. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, you too.
Wow.
The Buzz, what do you think is the most overrated movie?
Hands down, The Godfather.
I've never seen it.
Honestly, I'm gonna tell you, don't waste your time. It is the slowest movie I've ever watched in my life.
They're very long.
Yeah, they're not great. I mean, and then, you know, we're gonna get like pizza chains after this? No.
Hey.
Now, are the pizza chains actually named after the movie or the idea of a Godfather? I think that's a different thing.
I don't know. I just feel like it's
just don't
so
bring
overrated
pizza into this.
It's awful. Like, it's almost a waste of time, and everybody quotes it, and I'm just like, no. You cannot apply The Godfather to, you know, like, making offers to people.
As an Italian-American male, I can say this, that our people take very big pride in The Godfather. Wow. I think it's trash. I'm much, like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to watch Goodfellas, and that's where I'm going to go with it. But
Ray Liotta all day. I'm with you on that one, which I'm kind of mildly terrified of Al Pacino, so I'm afraid to say, you know, that I don't like The Godfather.
You're afraid to find you?
You saw The Devil's Advocate, didn't you?
Yes, I did. So I just can't with people quoting The Godfather still, and I'm like, did you watch the movie? Because it's trash.
Yeah, it hasn't been relevant since the 70s and early 80s. There's no need for it now.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And there's like four. Why?
Well, very cool. Thank you so much for calling in.
Absolutely. Bye.
Yeah, I can't. Godfather's too long.
Buzz, what do you think is the most overrated movie?
Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, no.
I'm with you. It is really dumb.
No way.
Yeah.
I've tried to watch that thing three or four different times, and I can't get past the dog car.
You know... So they're originally from Rhode Island in that movie, and there is actually that dog car is in Rhode Island and it drives around. You can see it.
That's your biggest brag you have?
I'm sorry I even brought it up.
I'll be real.
Great.
Other than like Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind, I don't think there's any Jim Carrey movies I really like.
That's
The Truman Show too. I only like him when he's serious. I don't like any of his funny movies.
Yeah, I can see why people don't like his funny movies, but I mean, again, it's kind of like Adam Sandler. 90s Jim Carrey is a totally, like, those comedies.
I didn't like Ace Ventura.
No.
I didn't like The Cable Guy.
No.
I didn't like Dumb and Dumber.
No.
I don't like The Grinch.
I like Liar, Liar. Is it Liar, Liar?
Oh, I like that one.
You are a Grinch. Like these Jim Carrey movies.
He's just not my favorite.
Maybe it's a guy thing. I don't know.
What's your name?
Mel.
Mel, well, thank you so much for calling in, and have a great day. And hopefully you don't have to encounter any Jim Carrey movies today.
Thank you. You too. Mm-mm.
The Buzz, what do you think is the most overrated movie?
Okay. Years ago, I think in high school, I finally watched, like, The Bodyguard. I had seen, you know, bits and pieces of it.
Because it's iconic.
Well, yeah. But it has some iconic scenes, but, like, I just don't like that movie. He's trying to protect her, and all that she's doing is yelling at him and doesn't even say thank you to him. I don't know. It just bugged me a little bit.
Wow.
They're love, though. They're love. You have to love the love and how it blossoms.
But you could still thank the person that you love.
When I was a kid, I took tin foil and made an outfit. I got in a lot of trouble so that I could recreate the iconic scene with Whitney when she's dancing to Queen of the Night in that silver outfit. I have always loved The Bodyguard, and I will always love you.
Please stop.
Even if you don't like The Bodyguard.
God. And I thought my jokes were bad.
Oh, it was pretty horrible. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Have a great day.
You bet. Bye, Liz.
Cringeworthy.
I mean, I never said I was a very good singer. That's not...
You should probably not sing then.
That's one of my skills that I need to work. What? How dare you? How dare you? My enthusiasm alone.
I have the voice of an angel, so if you ever want me to sing, just
do
let me
it.
Know.
I'm going to put you on the spot right now. This is the voice.
No?
I mean, Satan was technically an angel, so yeah, maybe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.